712 just handed us from WCCO Radio News now. An accidental fire has broken out on the Apollo launch pad at Cape Kennedy, killing at least one person. Now, here's more news on that. The space agency says an astronaut has been killed. It was thought at first that the victim may have been one of the three astronauts scheduled to take the trip. The space agency says an astronaut has been killed in a fire in the Apollo 1 spacecraft during a test on the Cape Kennedy launching pad. An agency spokesman says the identity of the astronaut cannot be released immediately, pending notification of relatives. First report said the death occurred during a fire of some sort, apparently in the cabin of the Apollo craft. Now, the astronauts who were taking part in the test were Virgil Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee. The spacecraft was mounted on top of a two-stage Saturn I rocket. The Apollo 1 launch, America's first such flight, was scheduled for February 21st. We repeat, the name of the astronaut is not known, the one who was killed during the testing. However, the three astronauts taking part in the test were Virgil Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee. Information will be available, of course, shortly, and we'll bring it to you just as soon as it comes in. An accidental fire on the Apollo launch pad at Cape Kennedy. Time 7:13.
Peking today, to the effect that Mao has told.
From WCCO Radio News, from the Space Center at Houston, the Manned Spacecraft Center said today the entire three-man crew for the Apollo crew were killed today at the Apollo launch pad. The three were Virgil Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee. Once again, the Manned Spacecraft Center said today the entire three-man crew for the Apollo spacecraft were killed today at the Apollo launch pad. The three scheduled to make the Apollo 1 trip were Virgil Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee. We will have further details on WCCO Radio News. We'd like to repeat a bulletin from WCCO Radio News. We are repeating a bulletin from WCCO Radio News. Killed at Cape Kennedy, Florida, in a fire on the Apollo launch pad were Air Force Colonel Virgil I. Grissom, a veteran of two historic space missions, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Edward H. White II, the first American to walk in space, and Navy Lieutenant Commander Roger B. Chaffee, a rookie astronaut. All we can say is that we lost the entire prime crew of the 204 flight, National Aeronautics and Space Administration spokesman said, denoting the flight number for America's first Apollo mission, originally set to begin a voyage up to 14 days, February 21st. There were no other details available. Officials at Cape Kennedy said the men died in an explosion or fire on the spacecraft's launch pad. A manned Apollo spacecraft has never been orbited, although the craft has gone up unmanned. The spacecraft is almost a carbon copy of the type that is scheduled to carry three astronauts to the moon before 1970. Repeating, killed at Cape Kennedy, Florida, in a fire on the Apollo launch pad were Air Force Colonel Virgil I. Grissom, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Edward H. White II, and Navy Lieutenant Commander Roger B. Chaffee. CCO temperatures in the Twin Cities, 15 degrees at 7:45. Once again, killed in a fire on the Apollo launch pad, Air Force Colonel Virgil I. Grissom, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Edward H. White II, and Navy Lieutenant Commander Roger B. Chaffee. More details on later newscasts on CCO Radio. Right here on WCCO. Now from WCCO Radio News, the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston says the three astronauts who were to have been launched in the Apollo 1 space mission next month have been killed at Cape Kennedy. They were Virgil Grissom, a veteran of the historic space flights, Edward White, the first American to walk in space, and Roger Chaffee, a rookie. The tragedy occurred in an explosion or fire at the Saturn Apollo launch pad. A space agency spokesman said, all we can say is that we lost the entire prime crew. Grissom, White, and Chaffee were to have gone up February 21st for a voyage of up to 2 weeks in America's first Apollo mission. The Space Center said a flash fire trapped all three men in the spacecraft. A statement said the fire occurred while the astronauts were in the spacecraft during the countdown of a simulated flight test. The accident occurred at T-minus 10 minutes prior to the planned simulated liftoff. The spacecraft was located 218 feet above the launch pad and was mated to the uprated Saturn 1B launch vehicle. Hatches on the spacecraft were closed. Emergency crews were hampered by dense smoke in removing the hatches. An unknown number of launch crew workers was treated for smoke inhalation at the Cape Kennedy dispensary. The crew entered the spacecraft at 3 p.m. Minor difficulties had been encountered during the count with the environmental control and communication systems. All data has been impounded pending an investigation. Once again, Virgil Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee were killed at Cape Kennedy in an accident to the manned spacecraft, the Apollo spacecraft. 8 o'clock, Studios Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830. This is WCCO.
Trying to get as much done as I could, but this isn't true.
We interrupt this program for a special CBS Radio Net Alert News Report.
Further details on the tragedy at Cape Kennedy, where three American astronauts died tonight, trapped in their burning spacecraft that was engulfed by a flash fire during a test atop the 200-foot rocket at Cape Kennedy. We get more details from Al Chopp, Deputy Public Affairs Officer at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston.
Astronauts Virgil I. Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee were killed tonight in a flash fire during tests of the Apollo Saturn 204 vehicle at Cape Kennedy Air Force Base. The fire occurred while the astronauts were in the spacecraft during the countdown of the simulated flight test. The accident occurred at 6:31 Eastern Standard Time, at T-minus 10 minutes prior to the planned simulated liftoff. The spacecraft was located 218 feet above the launch pad and was mated to the upgraded Saturn 1B launch vehicle. Hatches on the spacecraft were closed. Emergency crews were hampered by dense smoke in removing the hatches. An unknown number of launch crew workers were treated for smoke inhalation at the Cape Kennedy dispensary. The crew had entered the spacecraft at 3 p.m. Minor difficulties had been encountered during the count with the environmental control and communications systems. All data has been impounded pending an investigation.
As you heard, the grim accident occurred at 6:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while the three men were busy in a full-scale simulation of the shot that was to have gone on February 21st, the launch of a flight scheduled for up to 14 days in orbit. More details as they arrive at CBS News headquarters in New York.
Now we rejoin our program with Ray Scott on documentaries of correction system in Minnesota. Studios Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830. This is WCCO, 9 o'clock, now a special broadcast.
Good evening, this is Douglas Edwards speaking from CBS News headquarters in New York with a special news report. The three astronauts who were to have led the United States into the Apollo moon program were killed tonight. They died when they were trapped in their spacecraft during a flash fire at Cape Kennedy. Details are sparse, but killed were Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Virgil Grissom, who was one of the seven original Mercury astronauts, very well known indeed, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Edward White II, who was the first American to walk in space, and Navy Lieutenant Commander Roger Chaffee, a rookie awaiting his first flight in space. The grim accident occurred at 6:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, while the three men busied themselves in a full-scale simulation of the February 21st launch of a flight scheduled for up to 14 days in orbit. 2 hours and 9 minutes later, we had the first word of the tragedy. And now, for further details from the city where the manned space headquarters is located, we hear this word from Ron Wilson of KTRH, the CBS affiliate in Houston, Texas.
The reaction here has been one of utter disbelief. Even among the calm, smooth-working professionals at the manned spacecraft center, the initial reflexes were dulled by shock. Yet one can almost sense an underlying second thought among them, and that is that someday in this touch-and-go business of space work, a tragedy would occur. But like most laymen, it seems that the technicians and others had expected that a triple fatality like tonight's would have happened in the far reaches of space, or at the very first stages of a flight, or upon re-entry. Away from the huge NASA complex, in the city of Houston itself, most people just shake their heads as if to say, what an awful, awful thing. The wives, suddenly now the widows, of astronauts Grissom, White, and Chaffee, are with their families. The other astronauts here at the Manned Spacecraft Center are not available. How did it happen? A spokesman at the Space Center, Jack Conkey, reads this somber announcement.
Astronauts Virgil I. Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee were night in a flash fire during tests of the Apollo Saturn 204 vehicle at Cape Kennedy. The fire occurred while the astronauts were in the spacecraft during the countdown of a simulated flight test. The accident occurred at 5:31 Houston time, or at T-minus 10 minutes prior to the planned simulated liftoff. The spacecraft was atop the Saturn launch vehicle, some 218 feet above the launch pad. The hatches on the spacecraft had been closed. Emergency crews were hampered by dense smoke in removing the hatches, and an unknown number of launch crew workers was treated for smoke inhalation at the Cape Kennedy dispensary. The crew had entered the spacecraft at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Minor difficulties had been encountered during the countdown, difficulties with the environmental control system and the communication system. All recorded data has been impounded pending an investigation into the accident that claimed the lives of astronauts Grissom, White, and Chaffee.
Ron Wilson in Houston.
A special report from CBS on the tragedy at Cape Kennedy tonight.
13 degrees above with studios, St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830 WCCO. The Big Ten News, your nighttime roundup of top developments in the region, in the nation, and in the world. This portion presented by Lund's full-service family food stores, where quality costs no more. And now with the news, here is Dick Chapman.
Tragedy at Cape Kennedy. The entire three-man crew of the Saturn Apollo 1 mission was killed tonight in a flash fire aboard the huge spacecraft designed to take men to the moon. They apparently died instantly. Here with further details is Al Chopp, the Deputy Public Affairs Officer at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston.
Astronauts Virgil I. Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee were killed tonight in a flash fire during tests of the Apollo Saturn 204 vehicle at Cape Kennedy Air Force Base. The fire occurred while the astronauts were in the spacecraft during the countdown of the simulated flight test. The accident occurred at 6:31 Eastern Standard Time, at T-minus 10 minutes prior to the planned simulated liftoff. The spacecraft was located 218 feet above the launch pad and was mated to the upgraded Saturn 1B launch vehicle. Hatches on the spacecraft were closed. Emergency crews were hampered by dense smoke in removing the hatches. An unknown number of launch crew workers were treated for smoke inhalation at the Cape Kennedy dispensary. The crew had entered the spacecraft at 3 p.m. Minor difficulties had been encountered during the count with the environmental control and communications systems. All data has been impounded pending an investigation.
3 hours after the fire, the bodies were still in the spacecraft. Officials say they'll be left in the craft and hope they will provide investigators with some clue as to what touched off the fire. NASA officials say the Apollo's escape system could not have been used. The system required an astronaut to trigger a rocket attached to the top of the Apollo. The rocket would jerk the spacecraft away from its booster. A spokesman said a gantry was wrapped around the entire rocket during today's test, enclosing the escape rocket. He said the only way was the astronauts could have escaped would have been to open the hatches and scrambled out. No word was heard from the men during the accident. Vice President Hubert Humphrey, as President Johnson's special agent in the space field, joined the President and James E. Webb, administrator of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, in expressing sorrow for the loss of the three astronauts. President Johnson himself said in a statement, "Three valiant young men have given their lives in the nation's service. We mourn this great loss and our hearts go out to their families." Space officials say that because of the tragedy, the Apollo 1 flight has now been postponed indefinitely.
I see that it is time for the news. From Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO. This is Old Rods with the news. Space experts at Cape Kennedy face the prospect of a delay of several months in the American man-to-the-moon program because of the Apollo 1 tragedy. NASA Administrator James Webb says will go ahead with the space flight program, this despite last night's tragic death of three top astronauts. America's first three Apollo astronauts died, probably instantly, in a blazing explosion inside their space capsule. The three were Virgil Gus Grissom, America's second man in space, Ed White, the first American to walk in space, and rookie Roger Chaffee. NASA said the assistant director for manned spaceflight, Dr. George Mueller, has appointed a board of inquiry to investigate the Apollo tragedy. The composition of that board will be announced later today. 5 minutes now before six, ECO temp is six above.
Good morning.
Here's the early morning news on the Sunrisers show, and this is Rog Erickson reporting. A board of investigation is to be named today to seek the cause of America's first great spacecraft tragedy. The unexplained flash fire which killed the first three of America's Apollo astronauts and set the U.S. moon program back perhaps months. Astronauts Virgil Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee died instantly from heat or asphyxiation when explosive flames fed by pure oxygen ripped through the Apollo moonship at Cape Kennedy. Grissom was 40 years old, White 36, Chaffee 31. The fire occurred while the astronauts were in the spacecraft during the countdown of a simulated launch in preparation for the actual launch scheduled February 21st.
Midwest Federal.
Investigation at the Cape, a look at Apollo. This is the morning report from CBS News. Brought to you by Winston Cigarettes. I'm Alan Jackson. Space officials and rocket technicians have a job on their hands this morning to find the answer to the tragedy that flared in the capsule of an Apollo moon ship 218 feet off the ground at Launch Pad 34. Three astronauts died. Instantly, it appears, when some spark or malfunction ignited the oxygen in their capsule. The tragedy is being accepted reluctantly as the inevitable price of progress. The problem is to ascertain the cause and to ensure that this price isn't paid again. Will it delay a moon landing? A look at the odds in a moment.
Winston, America's largest selling filter cigarette.
Hold everything. Here's a special announcement from Winston. The published figures are in. Winston now outsells every other cigarette of any kind, filter or non-filter. Winston, the best tasting cigarette, is now America's largest selling cigarette.
When I taste you, Winston, I taste your good. Cause I got good taste like a new high road. Winston tastes good, life is good. When you taste you, Winston, you'll taste for good. Cause Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good, like a
Winston tastes good like your cigarette should.
Space officials have already appointed a board of inquiry to investigate the accident that occurred on Pad 34, made up mostly of people closely concerned with the equipment involved. The question now remains, how much will the accident delay the timetable of the Apollo moon program, already plagued with other troubles? The initial estimate is perhaps at least 3 months. The first step is to determine exactly what happened and whether a major redesign will be necessary to prevent it from happening again. Then, the extent of the damage must be determined, whether the spaceship involved in the fire can be repaired or must be discarded. There are other spaceships, but delays will result in the weeks of testing before one is ready for the launch pad, tests which have already been completed for the damaged ship. Then there's the matter of reassigning astronauts, although presumably the backup crew of this scheduled Apollo flight will now move into the prime position. Navy Captain Walter Schirra, Air Force Major Don Isley, and civilian Walter Cunningham. They have already had some training as the prime crew, for they were originally scheduled to fly the second Apollo mission. But a shakeup in scheduling caused by other problems caused their flight to be canceled. They then became backups to the first crew. The Apollo 2 capsule is still available and conceivably could be brought out to replace the damaged Apollo 1. But it's of a different design, and at any rate, the preliminary testing would take a great deal of time. Before last night's accident at the Cape, space officials had cautioned that they were running on a tight budgetary and timetable that allowed little room for technical failure in their $23 billion Apollo program. And at the time of the rescheduling in November, President Johnson warned that the Apollo program to get a man to the moon is much more complicated than the highly successful Gemini series of orbital flights. And some space officials began to say that although the target date of 1970 for a moon landing was still a reasonable possibility, it was no longer a certainty. Now, a new note of uncertainty has been raised over that goal. So far as is known publicly, the three astronauts, Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee, are the first to die in or in preparation for a space experiment. There have been rumors and vague reports that at least some Russian cosmonauts have died in accidents, but nothing ever confirmed, nothing ever announced. The astronauts generally take a realistic view of the risks involved in their work. Gus Grissom, in a CBS News interview last month, said, "There's always a possibility that you can have a catastrophic failure, and it can happen on any flight. So you just plan as best you can to take care of all eventualities." The words of Gus Grissom. This has been the Morning Report from CBS News. I'm Alan Jackson, and I'll be back Monday with the Morning Report.
Now, 11 above at 9 o'clock. Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO.
Now, the latest news from the CBS Newsroom. For Chevrolet dealers everywhere, Chevrolet, the 67 cars with that sure feeling, presents Alan Jackson and the latest news.
Good morning from New York. Space technicians and rocket engineers at Cape Kennedy are beginning the grim job of searching through the charred interior of the Apollo capsule on Pad 34, searching for the exact cause of the flash fire that snuffed out the lives of the three Apollo astronauts, Grissom, White, and Chaffee. The chairman of the House Space Committee, Congressman George Miller of California, says it's a tragic loss, but almost inevitable in such ventures.
You must remember that every new airplane that is developed has cost the lives of at least two test pilots. And these test pilots know this. People in the program know it, whereas I have the greatest sympathy for the people who have lost their husbands, these brave women that go on. Yet I'm certain that if Gus Grissom and White and Chaffee could come back, they'd be the first ones to urge that this program go forward as it has in the past. Because the exploration of outer space is of vast importance to the world and to this country.
California Congressman George Miller. The bodies of Grissom, White, and Chaffee are being held in a base dispensary a mile and a half away from Pad 34, awaiting funeral plans.